This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Welcome to Dairy Radio Now on the weekend. What is in it for you? The Senate and House Farm Bill dairy proposals. We're going to compare those this weekend with Dave Natsky, an editor with Progressive Dairyman. And Dave, the U.S. Senate Agriculture Committee just released a draft of its 2018 Farm Bill proposal. So far, a less contentious version than the House proposal defeated on the House floor back in May. Give us the latest.
Well, Bill, both the House and the Senate are actually working on their respective versions of the 2018 Farm Bill. Now, for dairy producers, the primary area of concern is what many call the federal dairy safety net, which in theory is designed to provide financial protection for dairy farmers when milk prices are low and or if feed costs are high. The safety net created in the 2014 Farm Bill has not been very effective.
And of course, you're talking about the Margin Protection Program.
That program enables dairy farmers to purchase income margin insurance. Dairy farmers pay premiums based on the income margin they want to cover and the volume of milk they produce. The current program offers farmers the opportunity to cover margins, the monthly difference between the milk price and feed cost, from $4 to $8 per hundredweight of milk marketed. Under both the House and Senate versions, two new margin levels are created at $8.50 and $9 per hundredweight levels. Both versions also remove the current milk production minimum coverage, 25%, meaning farmers can select coverage on anywhere from 5 to 90% of their milk production history that they sell each year. And for the most part, both versions maintain existing provisions concerning how a farmer's milk production history is determined.
But there are some differences between the two versions.
And one of them is the name of the proposed program. In the House, MPP Dairy is renamed the Dairy Risk Management Program. Well, in the Senate version, it's called the Dairy Risk Coverage Program. Another area where the Senate and House versions diverge regards the level of premiums paid by farmers to purchase margin insurance. Earlier this year, the Bipartisan Budget Act adjusted premiums for smaller dairy herds sharply lower, and program participation has increased substantially in 2018. The House version lowers premiums at almost all levels of coverage even further from the Budget Act, and for any dairy farmers covering 5 million pounds of milk per year, but maintains the higher premium rates for herds producing more than 5 million pounds of milk per year. Now, the Senate version raises the sticker price on all premiums at all levels compared to the current program. However, as an incentive for small and medium herds, the Senate version also offers premium discounts based on the size of the dairy herd. Any dairy farmer producing 2 million pounds of milk per year or less would get a 50% discount, while farmers producing 2 to 10 million pounds of milk per year would get a 25% discount. The House version would require farmers to make coverage decisions for the entire five-year period, while the Senate version would allow farmers to make annual coverage decisions. The Senate version also includes a provision that would provide premium refunds to dairy farmers for any money left in the program at the end of the year. Under the current program, that surplus goes to the U.S. Treasury. Now, Bill, there are some other dairy policy issues in the Farm Bill proposals. Both versions change the way federal milk marketing order minimum milk prices paid for milk that is sold as fluid, and both continue two other programs, the Dairy Indemnity Program and the National Dairy Promotion and Research Program, both through 2023. The Senate version also creates a milk donation program, which would reimburse eligible dairy organizations for costs incurred for donating milk to food banks and other nutrition assistance programs. So you're probably asking what happens next. The Senate bill now goes to the floor of the full Senate, where it is expected to be considered by July 4th. The House bill was already voted down in the House of Representatives in April and could be reconsidered in the coming weeks. Once the individual bills are approved by the Senate and House, then a conference committee will negotiate the differences to come up with one version of the 2018 Farm Bill, hopefully by this fall, because the current Farm Bill is set to expire September 30th.
Well, thanks for the update, Dave. Dave Natsky, an editor with Progressive Dairyman. You can read more about Dave's article on the Farm Bill at ProgressiveDairy.com. And stay with this station for the latest news from the dairy industry. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.